Chapter 42. Molly, Sonny, and Suit were waiting for him at the station when he got back to Paradise at around 8 o'clock. By now, Suit had filled him in on the discovery of Troy Drake's body at a small dock maybe half a mile from the Stiles Island Bridge. It was all done by the book after that. The ME wagon had arrived not long after Suit did. Then he ID'd the body before it was tarped and loaded onto a gurney and wheeled up into the wagon for the ride to the morgue, where Dev went to work immediately. Suit said, "You were right the first time I ever saw one of those. One floater is too many." "How long did Dev think the body had been in the water?" Jesse said. "He guessed a day at least," Suit said, "maybe two. The crabs had already done a pretty good job on the poor bastard." "You know if Dev has talked to the evidence specialist from the Stadies?" Jesse said. "I did," Molly said. "He was with Dev when I called." "I don't suppose he was shot with a .22, Jesse said. "No gunshot wound," Molly said. "No initial sign of blunt force trauma. You know Dev, he's not much of a bear for speculation. But he's thinking Troy might have taken a flyer off the bridge." The guy who had sat in Jesse's office and said the only person he ever thought about killing was himself. Sonny had just made more coffee. Jesse had tasted his and said it was strong enough to fuel a small plane. She said, "You're welcome." Jesse told him that when he was still playing ball, there was one coffee urn for the players and one for everybody else. He said the player urn made Red Bull seem like a sedative. Jesse reminded Sonny what Drake had said to him about suicide. "Did he seem depressed to you?" she said. "Who the hell knows?" Jesse said. "When he left here, I thought he was probably headed for the nearest bar." "We could check around town to see if anybody's seen him the last couple of days," Molly said. "Let's say he was a jumper," Sonny said. "Do we intuit that guilt might finally have caught up with him?" "I do like the way my new partner talks," Molly said. "Few don't," Jesse said. "But if somebody throw his ass off the bridge," Suit said. They sat and drank coffee. If Jesse had any more, he wasn't going to get to sleep until Labor Day. "Where's Rosie the dog?" he said to Sonny. "Anxiously awaiting Molly's and my return, I expect." Molly said, "Bo Marino is still out there somewhere." "Isn't he?" Jesse said. He knew he should be tired. Flying always made him tired, but he wasn't. And he knew it wasn't just Sonny Randall's coffee. It was another body. The added mystery of it, the responsibility. "We liked Bo for the attacks on us, because of how much we disliked him when he was a mean kid," Molly said. "But now, one of the other three mean kids involved in the rape of Candace Pennington is dead, and Bo is missing." "Something at that house didn't feel right," Sonny said. "Could Bo be a victim and not a suspect?" "Or maybe he killed Troy Drake after he missed on Jesse and me and tried to rape Molly," Suit said. Molly sipped her new cup of coffee and winced. "Maybe Troy knew something," she said. "And maybe," Sonny said, "we need to tell Kevin Feeney that he might be in danger." "Not if Drake was a jumper," Jesse said. "Or," Suit said, "maybe Drake's death, whether he killed himself or not, had nothing to do with what happened to us." "Let's see what Dev comes up with," Jesse said. He'd waited to tell them about his day. Now he did. Everything he'd learned from Sister Beth about Paul Hutton being a baby left in a dumpster 40 years ago. "Who does that?" Molly said. "Maybe that's what he spent his whole life wanting to know," Sonny said. "Something brought him here," Molly said. "Or somebody," Jesse said. "From everything you know," Sonny said, "there were two people at the Kane house that night, the old man and the nurse." "You think Karina might know more than she's telling?" Jesse said. Sonny winked at him. "Just about all women do," she said.